Longtime Central Illinois musician and bandleader Mark Boone says his latest ensemble, The Day Drinkers, started organically. A chance encounter with longtime professional drummer Don Stahl of Fairbury got the former Hip Pocket leader back in his home studio with bassist Chris Briggs and keyboard player Ray Wiggs, both of whom had played with Boone for many years. Boone says they recorded as much as possible, as Briggs was very ill with cancer at the time. When it became obvious that Briggs may not be able to do upcoming gigs, Boone says he turned to Jeff Walker, another bassist who had been working with him recently.
Jeffrey was so cool about everything because he knew Chris was ill, but we still had gigs on the books. So we were trying to bounce back and forth. And if Chris was healthy enough, he played the gigs. If he wasn't feeling good, Jeff would say, I'll have everything down and ready for you. And he was always ready to go. We got redundant to gig, and I had gotten a text from Chris that said, I don't think I'm going to be able to do the 11th. And so I said, man, that's a week away. Can you be ready for all that? He goes, oh, yeah, I'll be ready for that. And it just was one of those gigs where it felt like one of those Hip Pocket gigs where we were standing off. We weren't really down on the stage because it just went so well. And Chris's spirit was with us. He had called me that morning and said, you know, hey, give him hell, but, you know, I got to sit this one out. And I knew that was pretty much going to be it.
Let's talk about some of the songs that you have recorded that are on your website right now. One of them is the Friday Night Shuffle, right?
Oh, man. Yeah. That was the second song that we came in and recorded.
Is Chris on this?
Chris is on that one. If we finally do make a project out of this, Chris will be on the first one that we do, all the ones that we did, and can finish up with Chris. And then the next part of the project will be as we continue on and the other things that we're playing now.
Can you give us a little bit of background on why you wanted to put this Larry Carlton song or record this?
I had always dug this song, John, way back when. I mean, it was just one of those beginning of a show kind of songs because it gives the front of the house people a chance to be able to dial everybody in. And it's just so up and swinging and grooving. And I was just like, you know, I'd love to do this song. And that's the other cool thing about it, man. People just started kind of coming out of the woodwork as I would ask them and say, hey, you want to be a part of this project? Come in and play on this record? Absolutely. Three cats from St. Louis came up and played horns on it. And when the horns hit that first section out of the studio, I was just amazed and said, yeah, this is the song to do because they're just amazing people.
Another song that you recorded for the website, and I don't know if it's headed for this new project maybe, is South City Midnight Lady, right? Yeah. The old Doobie Brothers song. What I really like about this, Mark, is I know the song, but it wasn't one of those songs that was all over the radio back in the day. And I love when people pull these nuggets up that really probably should see more light of day, right?
Yeah. Well, and I was just kind of sitting there watching. I've been a Doobies fan for a long time, and harmonies have always been huge to me. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Doobie Brothers, people like that just incorporated that so well into what they were doing stylistically. Once again, it's one of those, well, we've got time. We're in the studio. What do you want to play? Not what do we have to play. What do you want to play? And I had watched Patrick Simmons playing the song, and I'm going, well, I see what he's doing there. So retune came down a little bit because I don't have quite as high a voice as I used to. And I started playing it, and the guys all went, yeah, yeah. And then I started thinking, pedal steel. And Jerry Erickson, Muttonhead, is one of the finest musicians I've ever met in my life. That pedal steel started playing, and I just freaked out. Pedal steel has always been something to me. It's country music, but, man, it lends itself to so many other things. Buddy Emmons and people like that who could play jazz with it were really kind of struck to me. So once that happened, and we were starting to put the harmonies in, we put the strings in and everything else, and when we play it live, people recognize. Like you say, it's kind of a B song. But many years ago, we kind of listened to the entire record. Once we had the money to get the entire record.
Yeah, no kidding.
We were listening to the entire thing, and there were just little bits and pieces that would kind of catch your ear. But the harmonies in that, and then that spacey, the psychedelic rock thing that happens in the middle of it was kind of fun.
You're talking about the song musically, but lyrically, this song has an impact on you doesn't it?
It makes me think of my wife all the time. It really does. I think at some point along the line, I've just found all these wonderful songs that make me think of CJ because she has enabled me to be able to do so many things. in my life, and just it just backs me up. And it's just that, you know, when you got a partner like that that says, yeah, I understand why you have to have another guitar. When she said, when she told me that she understood why I had to have another guitar, was because they all sound different. They all sound different and have a different tone to them and stuff like that. I guess I understand. Do they all have to be Martins? Was her last, the only last thing that she said. But it was just, you know, hey, I've got a thing for Martins.
This is like an on-air meme right now, yeah. Right? You know those memes, oh yeah, I need another guitar.
Yeah, honey, yeah. All I need is one more. Yeah. I'm much obliged indeed. You sure have saved this man whose soul was in need.
All right, before you go, let's talk about the other song that's on the website that you recorded.
Yeah.
The Steely Dan song, Pretzel Logic. It's a really bluesy song.
Yes, it is. And it has so many layers to it. And it was so enjoyable to get the horns back into it, but then to have Treffen Owen, who is one of our guitar players, Jay Thomason is one of our others, but Treff got a chance to be able to grab a hold of that, and he just ran with it. And then the women who have come in and are our background vocalists now, they came in and just hit it out of the park, whatever the baseball analogy is. Just so much fun putting all the pieces together.
Yes, I'm dying to be a star and make them laugh and sound just like a record on a phonograph. Those days are gone forever, over a long time ago.
Mark Boone is our guest in studio on Sound Ideas. This is WGLT's News Magazine. It's been a while since we've done an interview together.
Yeah.
Probably, what, 4 or 5 years?
I think so.
Hip Pocket did that reunion
show? When we did
our
review back in 2017.
You have relaxed a little bit, haven't you?
I think so.
You seem more comfortable in your skin. You're letting things happen.
Yeah.
What happened, do you think? How did that happen?
CJ, when CJ and I met and when we got married, I'd never had kids before. I never had children, and that squares your head around a little bit differently when you're a little bit older in life, and all of a sudden you're faced with being a father figure, whatever. I mean, and being the way that I was, I don't think necessarily was a great thing to be able to do around kids. I was a selfish person. If you're gonna be in music and you don't want to have kids and those kind, there has to be some selfishness in there, but that melted the selfishness away. I didn't want to have kids and not be there for them, to be on the road or to be working all the time. But this all changed my mind. I mean, yeah, they came along with the marriage, but what an amazingly wonderful thing that was.
Longtime Central Illinois musician and band leader Mark Boone speaking with WGLT's John Norton. Mark Boone and the Day Drinkers play at the Connie Link Amphitheater tomorrow night at 7:30. The band also plays the Castle Theater in Bloomington on November 26th.